Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
A big thanks to Jason Goff who stopped by the show today. That was a lot of fun. And you're going to be able to watch Jason on NBC Sports Chicago starting next Wednesday as the new pre- and post-game host for Bulls basketball. By the way, Bulls games are still going to be here on The Score. If you're in the car, you can just listen right here to Chuck and Bill. They do a great job as well. Thanks to everyone that participated in our fun heel or face segment when it comes to talking about the Bears. And thanks to everyone who indulged me via the text lines on my thoughts on Ozzie Guillen to the Cubs.
I didn't hear that.
Well, I'm gonna ask you guys right now.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
The McNeil and Parkins show is being helmed today by Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel, which is great because there's a lot of baseball stuff going on, and to have Spiegs in the house is very valuable.
That's right. It's all I can do.
It's all.
So I'm a one sport guy, one trick pony, Lawrence.
Well, I mean, I'm a football guy though, right?
That's right. Jason's a basketball guy. Parkins is
a Chicago guy.
That's true. Put us all in a box and roll it out. Yeah. So here's my question.
Yes, sir.
Real money, not a fake number. Okay. You have to deal with your real budget.
Okay.
For a night out. Instead of a night out, if I offered you a ticket to be at the Cubs interviewing Ozzie Guillen to be their manager, how much in real money would you pay to be in that room?
It's
a 4-hour interview. Boy. We're assuming that's what most of them have been, except for one was 8.
There's no way that lasts 4 hours.
I agree with Speaks. I think you're down 2.5.
I give them, well,
because
remember,
it depends how long I'd get of the entertainment.
There's a lot of factors that would shorten it up.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm in for at least $500.
I said I'd go up to $500.
I lost a lot of endorsement money over the last year and a half. I'll go $250.
$250, yeah. You go up to $250.
I gained a lot over the last year.
Oh, yeah. Blue Chew would have been mine.
With Ozzie Guillen.
I'm the right age group for Blue Chew. Nobody believes that Parkins struggles.
I don't even have to say that I use it. I just tell you about it. It's amazing.
Whatever it takes.
But no shame to my game.
I don't struggle for the record.
That out there. Let the people know, man. Just in case they were thinking about sampling.
But let's discuss the items that would shorten the Ozzie and Theo meeting, shall we?
And to be clear,
yeah,
the Cubs are not interviewing Ozzie.
Oh, no.
This is
something, is a fantasy.
Yes, I was talking about. Like, I would love to see that conversation happen.
Number one, there is the decoder ring. We have learned to speak Ozzie through years and years of listening to Ozzie, covering Ozzie, talking to Ozzie, and I still struggle sometimes.
He's easier to understand when you see him.
That's
like,
true.
If of course, you spend yeah. any time with Ozzie, you get it, and you can see the words like coming out of his mouth.
Okay, factor number two, what might shorten the Ozzie and Theo meeting, his immediate resistance to 90% of their ideas.
Yes.
yeah. How about also, you know, his thought?
85%.
Okay. Just give him that. 85% of their ideas he thinks are absolute trash.
How about his thoughts on Wrigley Fields? like he's just like on the record disdain for the organization and the building in which he would play half of his games.
Well, he'd sell that out or find a way to spin that.
But I will tell you, having spent some time with Ozzie over the last few months, he is 180'd on that. He loves going to Wrigley Field now. That is a quote.
I don't like that about Ozzie.
I hung out with him at Cubs Sox at Wrigley this year. We did some TV on NBC Sports before it. And on the field, I saw him, and he was getting all the love from the Venezuelan players for both teams. They're all gathering together to get pictures with Ozzie. So that was going on. But he loves the experience. Well, now he would.
Yeah, now.
Think about that locker room and that clubhouse.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's nice to be the home team at Wrigley Field, but Ozzie, for just so long, has hated everything about Wrigley.
Here's another thing that would shorten the interview.
They got rats as big as pigs.
A part of the 8 hours I spent with Joe Girardi, I'm going to bet like 4 hours of them were trying to pepper him with questions about how Brian Cashman does things.
Yeah.
And I'll go with at least an hour of the Joe Espada interview, if not more, spent trying to pepper him with questions about how the Astros do things.
Of course.
Not a lot of questions about how Kenny Williams did things back in that era.
That's how the Marlins that's my work, guess. Ozzie.
Oh, right? Yeah. But like, I mean, now the White Sox have caught up and they're doing some interesting things. But back then, in terms of how Jerry and Kenny and everybody were doing things, I don't think they're very curious.
Is there anyone that you guys haven't seen mentioned in connection with the Cubs that you would like to see them interview?
Well,
it's interesting.
See, I think on the I haven't talked about it with Lawrence as much as I have with Spiegs, but to me, what happened today is more interesting than the Cubs managerial stuff, like the
front office stuff.
Yeah, they're trying to sell us on an organizational restructuring and a recalibration of their ideas, and they want to be challenged on the big picture, like macro processes of the organization. But all of these announcements today, hires, promotions, whatever, were all internal, but it says that there's more to come. So is this rearranging deck chairs? Are you, because if you just rearrange deck chairs and then hire David Ross, who is already employed, then you're not really getting the best and the brightest and the ideas from outside the organization. So I don't mean to punt on your question, but I just fundamentally don't think the manager matters nearly as much as the organizational restructuring.
We're going to have plenty of time to talk about this because I disagree that you cannot change course philosophically when you have internal people be given power, because they have removed some people from power, principally Jason McLeod, who has been resistant to certain things. And now when, so we'll talk about it, but, and I've been asking around with some members of front offices of other teams today for this kind of question, because it's a very interesting key question. And I agree that it's more important or more interesting over the big picture. The thing is, I don't know how quickly that can affect your window in terms of right the hell now. I think the manager choice is going to affect whether they're a contender in 2020 a lot more than the big picture stuff.
I agree with you. And just to be clear, I'm not writing off these moves. I don't know. I feel like I need another press conference. They said at the end of the press release, the Cubs will announce further player development hirings and a new scouting leadership structure at a later date. Are we going to get a flow chart here of like where all of the pieces moved and who now reports to who, and how much that changed will tell me a lot about how different this is going to be, because I want it to be different.
I feel like that's a winter meeting type thing. I hope that they do, like, because I think it would be valuable. You know what's weird? Like,
I think they'll answer the question if asked. I don't know that they have to release it, but if we pepper them with the questions, they'll give it to
us. If it was 10 years ago, these things would matter, but I don't know how much we'd want to know, like how in the weeds we'd want to get.
Yeah.
I think the way that the Cubs have presented themselves over the last 8 years or so, how long has Theo been here? Is it 8, 7 years?
2012, yeah.
So as long as he's been here, the inner workings of how the Cubs baseball side functions is really interesting to me. Like, I personally would love Theo sitting down for an hour to explain this the way that he did at the post. Now, I know that's putting a lot on Theo to do it.
But he doesn't shy from that stuff.
No, I know. I'm saying that just as a consumer, like, I'm super interested in why did you make these moves? And it used to be in baseball that these were the types of moves that happened kind of behind closed doors.
Absolutely. I think overall in the last 10 to 15 years, the entire industry has ramped up. And I know this to be true, like how they analyze and what they do research wise. Like, there used to be a lot smarter people outside the industry. And some of the overall wisdom was like in baseball prospectus and places like that.
And then they started hiring them.
Correct. And they started hiring people even above that, like director of statistical research, and like started going to get the best and the brightest. But anyway, so as that has ramped up and we've started to talk about it, and then we've had two rebuilds in a row to sit here and dissect. We as a baseball town have increased our interest and capacity to take stuff in. I know I've gotten a hell of a lot more knowledge than I ever thought was even available. You know what I mean? It's like we've all ramped it up, I think.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. And that's the other part of it, is that when Theo got hired, 2012, there was, I think, an assumption, and I think it's been proven true, or it was proven true, that they just got the best, and the Cubs all of a sudden were being run by the leaders of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
If you could pick anybody to run your baseball organization, Theo Epstein and company would
be that's very true.
Right? Would have been the number one pick. And I think from 2012 through 2016,
everyone caught up.
He would have been, right. And but he still would have been the number one pick all of those years. Post 2016, it feels like the industry has just gotten so smarter, and that's all across sports. Analytics, more math people, diversifying your schools of thought, all of that stuff.
Remember when he used to say, "I'm overrated"? Like, you know, I think now the rating, like, if you had a draft of heads of baseball operations,
he's not the number one pick.
No, Andrew Friedman is probably number one. Brian Cashman is probably number two, considering what he's done on the fly.
Lunau.
Jeff Lunau in Houston. How about Billy Beane's A's have now made the playoffs in 10 of his 23 seasons.
It's pretty incredible
with
what
no
they
resources.
Do with no budget.
Insane. Over and over and over again.
Milwaukee.
How about what the guys in Tampa are doing post-Friedman? What they have done just in completely revamping things over the last 3 years.
Baseball boss draft!
I mean, but honestly, like, that, I think that's what happened. Like, the industry caught up to the Cubs, which honestly is an amazing first world problem from just the Cubs fan perspective. The idea that the Cubs were leaders for 5 years and it resulted in a World Series, and now they have to copy other people.
Considering,
like, all right, cool.
What they walked into.
Right, exactly.
When you're talking about just like loose files and no central point where all the scouts can get the information to the front office, guys that didn't have cameras on phones and all sorts of stuff.
The Royals used to have their scouts pay for their own phones. They didn't have an expense account for scouts.
That's ridiculous.
To answer your question directly, I'm bummed that Carlos Beltran didn't allow an interview. I don't know that they would have done it. But I think I've always thought that he was, first of all, a great player just a brilliant guy, supposedly a fabulous clubhouse guy in a very similar way to Ross was in terms of like the accountability and the likability combo platter. He's also bilingual.
And he has done a lot. Like he was the reason why there are translators in the clubhouse. Like he was one of the driving forces behind that.
Yeah, to help guys get more comfortable and be more comfortable.
Yep.
And also a better player than Ross, like Hall of Fame caliber player. So you can say, hey, by the way, this is how I did it, and this is how it worked for me to an even higher extent.
Yep.
So Speaks is hanging out for Mac, who's sick. We've got Charch on at 3. We've got some other lines in the water for some other topical guests that may or may not come on. But, you know, it's normal when Speaks comes in. We just hang out, talk, and laugh.
It's good to have a baseball man here who can only talk about baseball.
Baseball.
And that's all he's got,
folks. That's it. Turn off my mic if I start talking hockey.
I really want to do football.
You guys are not going to do that.
I've really grown to like hockey. I watched 20 minutes of the game.
Yeah, we know.
There will be some football and basketball chatter, though, I imagine, on this show today.
It's true.
I would imagine so.
All right, man, have a great show.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.